As a high school student in the small eastern Nebraska town of Fremont, Amber Beecher seemed to have everything going for her.
I was a straight-A student. I played softball, played the violin.
That all began to change when she started using marijuana on the weekends and quickly progressed to harder drugs after a boyfriend introduced her to methamphetamine.
I was 15, first time I used meth, and I was instantly hooked. It was over from there.
By her junior and senior year, Beecher says she was getting high every day and skipping school to do drugs. She eventually turned to selling meth to support her habit. Today, Beecher's mother, Jan Rollins, still has locks on the bedroom doors of her small ranch-style house in Fremont. She installed them while Amber and her younger sister were in high school, and Rollins' checkbooks and jewelry started disappearing. But even then, she was reluctant to assume her daughters were responsible. Rollins says she was a busy single mom with a job at Walmart, but she thought she knew what was going on in Amber's life.
Amber, I found, was a very good storyteller. She lied to me, like most kids do to their parents. I didn't dream that she would do that. She told me later, or I found out later, that she would spend the night at a girlfriend's, and her boyfriend would come and pick them up, and they'd be out driving around all night.
Now 23, Amber Beecher is a tall young woman with long strawberry blonde hair, green eyes, and a spray of freckles. She recently spoke with NET Radio in a small, sparse interview room at the Nebraska Correctional Center for Women near York, where she served time for delivery of methamphetamine. Beecher says one of the worst things about her meth use is what it did to her two young daughters.
It hurts. Cry. I talked to my oldest on the phone, and she asks me a lot when I'm coming home, and it really hurts. She doesn't know I'm in prison. She thinks that her dad told her that I was at the doctor's office getting better because they don't want to tell her, you know, she's in prison. And my youngest, I don't know her at all. I left when she was 9 weeks old, so she is scared to death of me. She won't even come to me when she's here at the visits. We play a little bit, but she just is kind of... It really hurts.
Beecher admits using meth while she was pregnant with her younger daughter, who is now one. Preliminary medical tests suggest the little girl may be fine, but Beecher still harbors fears she will have developmental problems later on. For her older daughter, now four, at least some damage has already been done. Beecher's mother, Jan Rollins, says she learned about Amber's meth problem in an unthinkable way after Beecher's daughter was sexually molested when she was 2 years old by someone Beecher knew through the drug world.
She has a lot of guilt. But the drug is so demanding. It takes your life. It takes your conscience and a lot of times your kids, your family. So I think that's why she could continue doing the drug. That's why she continued to do it. It took away the pain, I guess.
Beecher lost custody of that daughter, although she says she hopes to get her back someday. In Nebraska, damage to children because of parents' meth use is all too common. The State Foster Care Review Board reports that of more than 900 young children in foster care last fall, more than a third wound up there, at least partly because of a parent's use of methamphetamine. Even with everything that had happened, Beecher says she's ashamed to admit that when she first went to prison for dealing meth, it was the drug, not her daughters, that was foremost in her mind.
I wasn't ready to change. I wasn't ready at all. And it's sad to say when I first got to prison, I was more worried about, oh my gosh, I can't get high anymore, not, oh my gosh, my kids. And that's kind of, I was still coming off of meth when I came to prison.
But Beecher's addiction is not unusual. Nationally, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration reports that about 45% of meth users are female. Experts say some women are drawn to meth in part because they actually think it makes them better mothers. Barbara Rebentisch is a substance abuse counselor at the women's prison in York. She says some women start using meth to have more energy or lose weight, but they rapidly find themselves hooked.
They think that they can control it, and when it begins to control them, then they're already in the denial thing, so they don't recognize what's being sacrificed for the sake of the drug.
Beecher is now in Omaha on work release and up for parole in July. While in prison, she completed a treatment program that she hopes will help her stay off meth once she's out on her own. Beecher has a plan: get a job, go to school, and stay away from Fremont. She says she's too connected to the drug scene there to ever go back if she wants to stay clean. And Beecher says staying clean will be her top priority.
It's hard. I'm kind of scared to get out because this is what I've known for the past year, and it's a lot easier just to let someone else do everything for you, but I need to get out and be a mom.
Beecher knows it will be a long road to recovery, but she's determined, she says, to put her own life back together and give her children the life they deserve. For NET Radio News, I'm Sarah McCammon.